Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Fair Bluff Police worked with other agencies to raid two homes in the Rivertown yesterday morning. They arrested two alleged narcotics dealers and two fugitives. You can look for more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A mayoral candidate is coming under scrutiny for a profanity-laced tirade against Whiteville City Police. Brittany Payne posted a reel on Instagram saying that a patron at an area restaurant called Whiteville Police in an attempt to have her, her fiancé, and others arrested for drinking. Payne claimed the patron and police were practicing, quote, entrapment, end quote. We have reached out to Payne and Whiteville City Police for more information. Three murder suspects have been charged with beating a fellow inmate at the Columbus County Detention Center. Kenneth Wooten, Julius Stevens, and Talis Vereen all face unrelated murder charges. They allegedly assaulted Thomas Ray Hammonds, age 58, just after 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Hammonds was arrested last week on drug trafficking charges. He sustained minor injuries and was treated at the jail. One of the worst areas for flooding in Whiteville will see major improvements beginning next year. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry told City Council on Tuesday that the state will replace two undersized culverts at Radio Station Road and U.S. 701 Business and clear much of the area between Go Gas and Hay Street for a large drainage improvement project. Ground was broken on Tuesday for the new Sheriff's Office building on Jefferson Street in Whiteville. The former building was demolished due to mold and structural issues in 2023. Representative Brendan Jones secured $4.4 million in state funding for the construction. No local money will be used on this project. A 17-year-old suspect apparently shot himself at the Boys and Girls Home Monday night after allegedly stabbing his foster parents near Red Spring. The teen's name has not been released. Investigators said he fled to Lake Waccamaw after killing Ted and Joanne Chavez in their home. The youth hid in the chapel at the home, where he was discovered by law enforcement. He later died at Columbus Regional Hospital. We have more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in downtown Whiteville. Tonight from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food, coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more. It's all being sponsored by Whiteville Police and the Whiteville Fire Department. There's a Halloween party at the depot for grown-ups as well tonight. On Saturday, the fun run starts at 7 a.m., and registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is from 8 a.m. until 12 noon, with judging at 1 p.m. and trophies at 4 p.m. There's plenty of live entertainment on the main stage as well, with Jeffrey Simmons and Company, Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man. They'll all be performing throughout the day. The Sheepdog Foundation will open the Reggae Cafe today for their lunch fundraiser at their new facility at 426 Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. The menu will be Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, and plantains. Plates are $10 and donations are also welcome. Queen Esther Chapter 533 will host a fish fry today from 11 until 2. Plates are $10 and can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Contact Lisha Hester at 910-918-8057 for orders. Tomorrow is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more. The market opens at 8 a.m., and West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be selling spot plates for $10. All proceeds go towards West Columbus High School's FFA and the Chamber. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Healthcare for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost healthcare coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you, call 800-630-7415. That's 800-630-7415.